Oh
Oh no.
Hey guys, welcome back to Buds with Buds for our 10th episode. I know it's been a little while, but you know, post-pandemic and everything, life's been a little bit crazy, but we're back with all new content. We've really missed you guys. I hope you've missed us too. And before we get started on everything, B-Man, you want to hit us with our social media, please, sir?
Oh, yeah. Let's see. We're available on Instagram and Twitter. Both you find us as Buds underscore with Buds. That's 1Z, not 2-1-Z. And on, let's see, we can be viewed on YouTube and heard on Spotify and pretty much anywhere you get your podcast as Buds with Buds podcast. Still 1Z.
Right. Oh, man, I was a little worried you were going to dick that one up. But you did pretty good for a first time go.
You know, I mean, I had to get a little slump buster in there, but I got a single.
Hey, man, I feel you on that. But like I said, we're really glad to be back with you. And today's topic is going to be bands we would like to see touring. It's been a long 15 months without any live music. I even resorted to watching live shows on YouTube with shitty sound and shitty video. So we're going to talk about, what's up, B?
Not my jam, live shows on YouTube, because of exactly what you just said, bad sound quality. If I'm going to have a little bit lesser sound quality, I want to be there for it.
For sure. Well, we're going to get into the bands and lineups we would like to see tour this year. Some tours have already been released, a bunch that I'm excited about, and I know a bunch that you're excited about. But we're going to go ahead and get into the episode now. I hope you guys enjoy. And until then, stay high, motherfuckers.
Yeah. All right. Well, as far as it goes, there's a few that I already heard of. But, I mean, what I'm most interested in, and I know I've already missed at least one chance, I might have to travel to see them. But I haven't seen Mudvayne in, what has it been? 16 years or 15 maybe. I have not seen Mudvayne in far too long, and dude, like, you know, they're a top three band for me, like overall top three. So I'm excited. I'm super excited. I wonder if they're going to do any songs with the face paint on.
You know, I don't know. I would be super surprised. And, you know, I'm really upset that we missed that three-day incarceration fest, especially with our homie living like an hour from the prison that they did it at.
Dude, right? It's going to be amazing. I think it's in like September. I want to go so bad, but since we can't because it sold out in like three freaking days, anyone that listens that is going to it, please, man, post some photos and tag us in that, because we would love to see, you know, everyone's reaction to the first show. And dude, at that point, it'll be what, a year and a half total?
Over. Yeah, it'll be over a year and a half. It's actually been 18 months since I went to my last show, which was In Flames at the Vinyl in Atlanta, which was a great show. If I had that had to be my last show, I can't say that I would have rather seen anybody else at all.
Yeah, good pick. I would have been more stoked if it was Parkway Drive. That's who I just am dying to see right now. I don't think they've announced any tour dates yet. If I'm wrong, someone please send me a link, because I would love to find them coming through the SoCal area.
I'm pretty sure that I saw they were going through Atlanta. I missed them last year with Killswitch. I waited till the night of the show. I should have bought tickets way before. Then I waited till like 2 hours before the show, and they had like $120 seats left. But I stuttered at $120 for a ticket. And then when I finally said, all right, it's worth it, the show was completely sold out. So I missed. And it was a killer lineup. It was, I can't remember who else was there, but it was them and Killswitch, and that's enough. That's $120 worth of show right there at the tab for me, for sure.
Dude, you know what's funny? Okay, so you talk about the price. What I always found frustrating yet entertaining is my brother was into punk rock when he was in high school, right? And you know, Dave's your age, so right in our age, so it's at the same time. But all the shows we're going to, you know, the concerts are 30, 35 bucks. The festivals are like 45 bucks and whatnot, sometimes even more than that. Dude, every show my brother went to was like 15 bucks or less. Punk rock shows are so cheap and metal is so expensive. And I was like, dude, this is a bunch of bullshit because my music is better, damn it. That's why I had to pay more. It's not fair.
Yeah, I agree. I looked at Seether tickets. They're coming to Atlanta later on this year, and tickets are $70. But then again, you know, I've seen Seether before. They definitely put on a $70 show. And again, it's at the Tabernacle, one of my favorite venues of all time. So yeah, it's money that I'm going to spend.
I think last show I seen there, was it the last one? I don't know. I saw Manson there, and he used to put on a good show back in the day, and that was cool. He came out in like freaking still. Oh, all right. He used to put on a weird show as well. He came out in stilts in some like leather lingerie or some shit, but it was great.
Man, you got a better experience. The last time I saw Marilyn Manson, he was so fucked up. He literally did not sing a single song, start to finish.
Holy shit, that sucks.
He was talking about he'd never sucked a hard cock in his life, but he sucked his tour manager's soft cock. He got booed off a stage. Slipknot were the headliners. Trivium was there. They all apologized for him when they came on and played like a little bit extra. Lakewood has a hard out at 11 o'clock because of the noise ordinance around there. Slipknot said, fuck it, we're going till 11:30. They were really embarrassed. Like, people were walking out, booing him off stage. It was a sad show, so I'm not too surprised with where he's ended up right now. And it is what it is. I will never pay to see Marilyn Manson again.
Nah.
So I don't even think I'll go if somebody invites me.
Good question. I don't know. He's weird, but we'll move on from that guy. But he did used to put on good shows for me because he actually performed. But as far as that goes, Slipknot and them, they don't gotta apologize for that fool, you know? Everyone gets too fucked up to perform at some point if you're a real rock star, dude. I would be too fucked up to perform at like every point. My rock star dream would last for like half a tour and they'd be like, dude, you're a fucking waste away. What are you doing here?
You would survive longer than I would on tour. With all of my former bad habits, I'd be dead day two or the tour.
Day two?
Dead or in rehab.
Oh, man.
And
or the loony bin. I'll go to the loony bin with you, bro.
Well, shit, I think we may end up there today. By the way, my stoniness today is brought to you by Faded Fruits. They're not paying us to say this. If you buy these and you can find them, watch the fuck out. They really are super potent, like it says on the package. Enjoy.
Mango sounds like a delicious flavor. You know what I like? I don't think they have them out on the East Coast. The like gummy peaches and gummy apple rings or whatever.
We get them out here.
Okay, so no, it's different. It's a candy, kind of that kind of texture, but they have, it's mango or watermelon, and it's covered in like chili. So it's totally Mexican candy.
No, we get them.
Gross. Hate the watermelon one. Too sweet. Just bleh. But the mango, dude, it tastes like straight up like dehydrated mango covered in chili. It's freaking amazing.
Oh, dude, yeah, we get Mel gets those all the time. There's a little a place called the Food Basket down by where we work at the gas station, but it has the best food in there. The girls behind the counter barely speak enough English to get your order in, but it comes out right every time. And they have all of those candies down there because we have a large Hispanic population, especially in that area.
So, shit. Crazy.
I love it too. Like, we are way off topic, but I'm starting to get hungry now too. But dude, that's where I go to get the most authentic tacos. Like in Georgia, you get Tex-Mex or you get, you know, your taquerias or things like that. You go to the places where you almost have to order in Spanish in order to get your order right, because that is excellent. Everywhere else is just run of the mill. But anyways, back to the shows. The weed is taking us.
Oh, man. So. Don't care. I want to talk about tacos now because I live in SoCal, bro. And, you know, just like Letterkenny says, you've never tried tacos until you've tried tacos in L.A. And, dude, it's so true. Like you say, like, it's so hard for you to find, like, authentic tacos out there. I bet you that they're still not authentic, bro, because out here, oh, my God, it's so, so delicious. And, like, it's impossible not to find a mom-and-pop taco joint. And the ones that are usually the best, their health grade is a B, right? Because if it's an A, the taco's too dry, you know, like the horchata is not quite right. But if it's ranked a B and you walk in and the girl at the front counter goes, ¿Qué onda? I'm like, oh, yeah, this is going to be right. All right, let me get 3 burritos right now.
Well, unfortunately, you can't find authentic Mexico, I guess, or Mexican, unless you're in an El Nino show, I guess. So we better get back to people we want to see post-pandemic.
That'll lead us back into it, because that is a band that I seen at the Tabernacle, dude. El Nino, I haven't heard anything by them in days, but dude, like, they destroy it. I don't know, man, how they perform with those massive fucking dreadlocks they have, but they destroy it, man. That is one of my favorite shows, and back in the day, one of my favorite bands.
Yeah, absolutely. They're actually, I read an article not too long ago, a lot of bands nowadays are paying homage to the nu metal guys, and I'm hearing a lot of nu metal in shows. By the way, a band I'd really like to see this year is I See Stars.
I See Stars? I've never heard of them.
Dude, what kind of friend am I? I'm so sorry. I will hook you up with some I See Stars after the show.
Well, I mean, yeah, you're a bad friend in a lot of cases, but you're a great friend because, I mean, remember, you paid your mom to let me put it in her butt. So, I mean.
Hey, man. It was $5 and a cheeseburger. Wasn't that hard?
Yeah. Dang, you didn't even get her the whole Happy Meal?
No, I didn't. But your mom gave me a free blowjob, so it came out in the wash. like I said, we're good friends. What's a blowjob between friends' moms, right?
I mean, it's just common courtesy, if you ask me.
I agree. Well, have you ever gotten a blowjob from your mom at a show? Because we're off topic again.
Dude, I don't care about this subject, bro. We're buds with buds, dog. Like, I just want to talk about being high, dog.
Dude, speaking of being high, so my nephew came over this weekend. He's 18, right? And, you know, he's kind of depressed. He's kind of been bummed out. He's kind of in a transition period in his life. And
18.
18, you know, he came over here and I gave him one of those edibles. He smoked with us a few times before. I gave him one of those edibles. Dude, he did not move up off my couch for fucking 22 hours.
Dude, I could do that without an edible, dude. Adulting sucks.
Speaking of which, to all our listeners, we actually called out of work to be here today. It's a Monday afternoon, and neither one of us have been to work at all today.
Oh, yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, for sure.
sometimes work ain't happening, dude. I know yesterday I was in there, dude, like all day there was just that feeling of fucking Sunday. No, dude, freaking Sunday. No, dude, not feeling it. And when you hit me up, it was like, oh yeah, Monday ain't happening. I'm down.
Yeah, I woke up at 4:20 this morning and went, looked at the clock when my alarm went off at 4:15 and I snoozed, and at 4:19 I went and packed the bong and was like, yeah, I'm not going in. I'm calling in.
Right, screw that.
My second phone call was to you.
And, you know, normally I'm going to ignore that call. I'm like, why is this motherfucker calling me at 2 a.m. and shit? Like,
dude, it was only
I answered this one.
Yeah, no shit, man. Follow your gut. But, yeah, I'm with you. I definitely want to see Parkway Drive this year, for sure. I've missed them the past 2 times they've come through, and I've regretted it.
Upon a Burning Body, dude. If those two toured together, oh my God, you couldn't keep me from that show. I would quit my job to go if I had to.
You know, you took the words right out of my mouth, dude. I would tell them that I was sick. And if they didn't believe me, I'd tell them I was fucking my sister. So how's that for sick? I'm going to this show.
You are sick.
Hey, man, when it comes to music, I'll say whatever. As long as I'm not really doing it. I mean, I don't care.
I certainly hope you're not. Although your sister is almost as hot as your mom. So.
Oh, here we go with this. Whatever. Speaking of shows, I haven't caught a show with her in like 3 years. So it's time for us to catch another show together. So I think the last one we went to was Soundgarden, Nine Inch Nails, and that was like 3 or 4 years ago.
Oh, yeah, that was a long time ago you guys went to that.
And we've covered that show on here before where Trent Reznor didn't know where he was at and then didn't say another word.
You know what I really miss about Atlanta? Was going to shows at Stone Mountain.
Oh, dude, the best show I've ever been to in my life, with you at least, was Cold and Taproot and Grout out there.
Dude, do you remember the cup?
Oh, my God. Yes, I do. Your brother saved me from being covered in beer.
God knows what was in the cup. We hope it was just beer.
No shit. I remember standing. We were standing in a circle, and we were talking. I looked down to light up a cigarette, and when I looked back up, your brother's reaching up and swatting a red Solo cup like this far from my face. I thought he was reaching up to hit me, but he didn't miss a beat. Fucking hand out of pocket, slapped that cup out of my face and right back into the pocket, and I'm like,
dude, I watched it out of the corner of my eye. It blew my mind because, like you're saying, he was standing there nice and casual and just back yep. to casual. I was like, what the fuck just happened?
Shout out to John for saving me from being covered in beer. Thanks again, brother. I miss you.
Oh, yeah, that one was funny. But in general, it was a great show. I mean, Taproot put on an awesome show, and I feel like Cold was one of the first, like, softer bands that we really dug a lot. And I know you dug it. You have the brand on your arm, but, yep. But oh, yep. My God, look at that Farmer's Ted. Oh, boy.
Garbage, man. What do you want from me? Like, this half down? even look at the back of my arm versus the front of my arm. Like, dark
light. Is one arm darker than the other?
No. Yeah, it's awful, dude. My legs still glow in the dark. My ass glows dark. Nah, man. No, that's our fans only page. If you guys would like to see that, I'll do that when you start donating money to our Patreon, and you'll pay me to put my clothes back on.
Dude, talking about taking off that shirt, what are you rocking? Is that some Rick and Morty?
Fuck yeah, dude. It's Rick and Morty.
I could tell from his hair. That's freaking dope.
Oh, dude. So this episode has been a total wash, and we've been way off topic, but unfortunately we've got a hard out in about 3 minutes. So let's say our goodbyes. Also, a shout out to my daughter and her new wife, Taryn Alexis Kale. Congratulations. Super glad to have you guys as an addition to the family. And I think that's pretty much it. You got anything else you want to cover other than please, please, please send us your pictures from the shows coming up to Instagram and tag us, and we'll do the same when we start going back to shows.
Hell yeah, definitely will. No, I want to say congratulations to Tara too. I mean, I've known her since she was pooping in her diapers and rubbing it on the walls. So, you know, I'm so happy for her. I hope that her and her wife are just together forever, dude. Welcome very much to the family. It's fantastic. But other than that, dude, yeah, we got off subject. Maybe next time we'll try and discuss a few more concerts. But I mean, the moral of it was Parkway Drive and Upon a Burning Body and Dope and Mudvayne and Killswitch Engage. All of y'all go ahead and get together on one tour. Name it the Buds with Buds freaking dedicated tour. And then we'll try and find a way to make that money go to something good. If you guys want to do a show and donate, we'll help you find a good place to donate it.
Hell yeah, sounds good. Thanks for being there with us for episode 10, guys. Sorry, we're really baked. We love you guys. And a big thank you to our listeners in South Africa and Deutschland. You have made us officially an international podcast. We
hell
love you.
Yeah.
We hope the rest of the world jumps on the bandwagon. But until then, you guys stay high, stay safe. We love you, and we'll see you next time, motherfuckers.
Deuces.
Fuck you.
No, fuck you, buddy.
Fuck
come on.
You, buddy.
Fubu?
Boofu.
Boofu. Oh, yeah, true.
By us. Fuck you.
All right,
here we go.
All right, what we got? We got to start from 7.